All right. So we had our Fuck Trump Wednesday in world news. We were live on YouTube, and we were streaming on our radio station. So if you didn't catch Wednesday, sorry about that, guys. I'm yawning. If you guys didn't catch Wednesday, that's because they cut it off and they took my radio station for the day, and they just kind of took my broadcast. So now I'm having to rewrite the show and try and get it under there under the guise that it's already been broadcasted so someone could hear this. I have lots of information that is really necessary for everyone to know. And that's why I think they stopped my show. So stay tuned. There will be more, and I'm going to find a way to get around this so I can get this information out. Now we're going to start with the word deregulation. I'm going to go ahead and give the definition. It means the removal of regulations or restrictions, especially in a particular industry. What we're getting on to about is all the regulations that were lifted by Trump, which were in place by Obama. Now, all this stuff matters. If you don't like Obama and you like Trump, well, you might want to rethink that. If you like clean air, clean water, good food, meat that doesn't make you sick, you might want to consider not voting Republican right now. I'm a Republican, and I'm telling you right now, I will not vote for Trump. I didn't vote for Trump. I will not vote for Trump. And I will vote out against any Republican that doesn't care about this country. I'm country over party, and that's what we should be. Anyway, deregulation. So now that I've given you the deregulation, what it means, now I'm going to give you what Trump did and why I'm so pissed off about it. I'm going to pull it up here. This is so crazy. I can't believe I'm having to do this again. All of that work in journalism that we did. Deregulation Trump era. Oh, that turns off fast. The deregulation under Trump era. Now, you can Google this stuff. You can just pop that right in Google and it'll show up. Tracking deregulation in the Trump era. This honestly is an era I would rather not be in, personally. So, what I'm looking for, I mean, they've got controlling Canada goose populations. What the fuck? Why are they even... I didn't see that until now. Well, that's for another day, I'm sure. Meat and troll poultry labeling. Basically, to give you a thing on that, he's making it to where there are less people looking into the safety of our food. He's trying to end food stamps for people who have kids. Now, if you're a military family and you rely on food stamps like we do, I'm sorry, but Trump is trying to make it to where you get nothing. And while your husband's busy at war, you're unable to take care of your kids and pay for food. Sounds great, right? Holy crap. They're trying to ruin Head Start service duration requirements. Oh my God. He is such a terrible person. Livestock carcass labeling rule. Oh wow. sexual assault regulations. I don't even want to read that. All right, so basically what he's done here, and you can go and look this stuff up yourself. A lot of these words, you'll have to Google and look them up to see what they mean. Basically, people could do whatever they want to your food. So the USDA is no longer hiring inspectors. They have laid off a bunch of people, and now it's like one or two people to a whole region. So basically, for the USDA and your food, I would just be buying non-GMO verified or your local market, because we just had a ton of meat get sent back because it has E. coli. If you don't know where E. coli comes from, it comes from poop. So, next we're going to get on to glyphosate. Glyphosate's been found in cereal. It's a widely used pesticide. It's hazardous for kids, absolutely. A child's still developing body is more sensitive to exposure than adults, takes more of everything relative to their size. They eat, breathe, and drink more than adults. So we'll get down to it. Foods that are grown in glyphosate. Corn and soybeans are commonly grown using Roundup, but is also used on hundreds of other crops. Glyphosate is sometimes used to dry out oats just prior to harvest. Why? I'm sorry, but if you put herbicide and pesticides in your food, it's not coming off. It's in your food, down to a cellular level. Like, I don't fucking understand this. Alright, so anyhow. What foods are contaminated with glyphosate? The best way to avoid glyphosate is knowing which foods contain it. Since oats can be prepared for harvest using a pesticide Roundup, oat cereals were likely the culprit. The CEH, which is the center who tests food for pesticides and other things, they found glyphosate contamination in the following products. Beechnut Oatmeal Baby, 735 parts per billion. Beechnut Organic Oatmeal Baby, none detected. Luckily, Cascadian Farms Organic Honey Nut O's, none detected. Comfort's Apple and Oatmeal with Cinnamon Baby Food Puree, none detected. Gerber Single Grain Oatmeal Baby, 545 parts per billion. Great Value O's Oat Cereal, 1,220 parts per billion. Post Honey Bunches of Oats, Crunchy Honey Roasted, none detected, thank God. Honey Nut Cheerios, 557 parts per billion. Are you fucking serious, Honey Nut Cheerios? Trader Joe's O's Toasted Cereal, Toasted Whole Grain Oat Cereal, 672 parts per billion. Kroger Toasted Oat Cereal, 346 parts per billion. Market Pantry Toasted Oats Whole Grain Oat Cereal, 826 parts per billion. Malt Oatmeal Marshmallow Matey Cereal, 303 parts per billion. Quaker Life Original Multigrain Cereal, 1,254 parts per billion. Quaker Oatmeal Squares with a Hint of Brown Sugar Cereal, 2,015 parts per billion. Let's see, we've got Signature Kitchen's Honey Nut Toasted Oats, 762 parts per billion. Other results, we've got Enfamil, Prosobi, Soy, for Sensitive Tummy Formula, none detected, thank God. Gerber Graduate Cereal Bar Strawberry Banana, 142 parts per billion. Nature Valley Soft Bake Oatmeal Squares Cinnamon Brown Sugar Bars, 39 parts per billion. Similac Soy Isomil for business. Fussiness. I'm sorry, it's so early this morning. Fussiness and Gas Formula, none detected. Up and Up Soy Infant Formula and Iron, none detected, thank God. How concerned should I be about the test results? Very concerned. The research in glyphosate exposure shows that these substances can alter and damage the delicate functions of our bodies, natural hormones, making them part of a group of chemicals known as endocrine disrupting chemicals, or EDCs. Is it difficult to avoid glyphosate contaminated food? You can avoid this toxic chemical by buying organic. Glyphosate is not used in production of organic food. Recently tested two organic cereal products and neither contaminated with glyphosate. a more permanent solution is to get chemicals like glyphosate and other hormone disruptors banned. So if anybody understands what I'm telling you, basically there's a ton of herbicide in our cereals that our kids eat and that we're eating, and it's not good for us. It'll make you sick, it'll cause cancer, but hey, that's the point, isn't it? It's called it's called population control, you know? So, I mean, they're doing everything they can to shorten your lifespan. And that's the tea on that. All right, so we're moving on. Now, I wanted to get that little bit in there, get the deregulation in there to try and get people to understand deregulation for companies is bad. Deregulation means that anybody can put anything in their air, water, and food supply, and they make money, and so does the government. So as long as they're making money, you don't matter. Because guess what, guys? We keep having babies. So they just want a workforce, and they don't want people who think they want workers. Which is why our education system is like, after my generation, y'all are fucked. So, now, what I was going to let you guys know, and this is going to be a huge problem, if you don't believe in climate change, it is absolutely real. Because of climate change and because of the weather and everything and the weather patterns changing, which is also because of climate change, we had a lot of crop loss. We didn't get to plant crops. We got a lot of drought and a lot of flooding. And right now, as it seems, we are going to a next pole shift as far as a global wheat supply and corn. Now, what I'm about to tell you is, guess what, guys? China is not going to help us when it comes to the wheat and corn supply. They have their own, and they don't need an import-export. Also, as far as we go, we are at a loss for that. We have less than we normally would. A lot of our fresh fruits and crops went bad because of Mr. Trump. You need immigrants to pick your food. They make good money over here to send back to Mexico to their families. They don't make shit over there. So now you're going to take away their way of life, and then we have to pay more for our food and veggies. So all this stuff does matter. And guess what, guys? When we have a global food shortage, I'm going to tell you right there, no one's going to help us. The USDA estimates that China, which consumes 16% of the world's wheat, will hold 46% of its stocks at the beginning of the season, which starts now, and more than half by the end. So they're going to hold most of their shit. $126.8 million China is estimated to hold is up to 135% from 54 million 5 years ago. Now, people need to get rid of China stocks in their calculations. If you do that, it's just exceptionally tight. So don't depend on China. China's not going to help us. They're going to hold in everything. Germany is set for its lowest grain harvest in 24 years after crops wilted under the highest summer temperatures since records began in 1881. A repeat of the 2007-08 crisis occurring during solar minimum cycle 23, which forced many countries to limit or ban exports, is a real possibility. So what I'm telling you is, as we start having less food on our shelves at the store, while we also will have less money to pay for that, other people are going to hold on to their imports, exports, what they would usually use as their global economy. They're going to be holding on to it, and they're not going to help us. So, recent 4-year high for wheat prices, 5.93 a bushel pail, in comparison to the high of $13.34, a half a bushel, in February 2008. Wheat crop in several of the world's biggest exporters, Argentina, Australia, Canada, the European Union, Kazakhstan, Russia, Ukraine, and the United States, has taken a severe hit this year. So we're not the only ones losing, but we're going to be the only ones with a, what is it called? A stash. So basically, we got fucked by the Republican Party. Russia's agricultural ministry held a meeting with grain traders on Friday to discuss export volumes. The export volume curbs may be imposed later in the season following complaints from domestic meat producers about the rising cost of animal feed. That's another thing, guys. The rise of runoff from animal farms and what have you, meat processing places. They've deregulated the rules for them, so they just dump it all into our water. Flesh-eating disease in the ocean, which we're having all across our coasts, the green algae going into our springs. All of this comes from the agricultural industry. So we have nobody who's overseeing that now, thanks to Trump. Let's see. We're seeing nations at ordinary export beginning to hold on to their stocks. We've lived through decades of plenty, but the modern maximum is over. Take a leaf out of China's book and stockpile. Yeah, we're pretty fucked as far as food and whatnot. It's going to be a world supply that's just going down, guys, because climate change, Israel. Over on the other side of this, on the eastern side of the world, they're having the worst heat they've ever experienced. It bothers me. I worry. All right, so that's the world news that no one's talking about. I apologize for this only being short. Our actual Wednesday Fuck Trump news was really good, and it was a lot longer. But we lost all that. We don't know where it went. I can only tell you guys is that I'm being censored really hardcore. But I am. Stay tuned because we are going. We're going full fold. We're going for it. We're going for the gold when it comes to the radio station. We're getting big already. But I plan on getting on the actual radio. We're gonna buy a station and start from. We're gonna just start from home. Have our own transistors and stuff. So. We need people to start waking up and start reading and start looking things up. We need to stop voting against ourselves. The earth is heating up and we're a cancer on it. So I think she's trying to get rid of us. Now on that note, fuck Trump Wednesdays. As you guys all know, the whole world knows, Mueller testified. And the president sucks. He's a crook. Russia sent him in here, and you can't indict a sitting president. So as soon as he's out of office, I cannot wait till he's out of office. He's going to be indicted. If you're a person, a family on food stamps, and you got cut like my family did, and I work, I go to school, and I literally have two jobs, plus I have a radio station. I already have a degree for mechanics, but I will be... I'll be the first one to tell you, being a woman in the car industry sucks, and it's way worse than being a female chef in the restaurant industry that's full of men. So I work for myself, and I don't make a ton of money because I help more people, and I break even, but that's the whole point. So now I'm in school for another career. Instead of going back to mechanics for a second time, I'm going into cosmetology so I can hustle hair while I... fund my business and my radio station. So, this bitch is back in school. Anyway, fuck Trump Wednesdays. That's it for today. I had to do a shorter recording just to kind of get everything in there that you missed. I'm going to slide it in there and just replace the recording so it doesn't broadcast. So that way anyone can just come and listen to it. Because if I'm afraid if I broadcast... Oh yeah, I forgot. Important. I forgot. This was in the actual recording. This is why they stopped me. The Bush family, Anheuser-Busch, they bought a huge, huge property in Argentina over the largest aquifer in the world. Bigger than Texas's, bigger than the one that Alaska sits on all that you can imagine and that we have together. They have the biggest freshwater supply. That's another thing too, guys. The water levels are rising and the salt water is creeping up into our natural water supply, thus making it not drinkable. I want you guys to know that the Bush family is trying to monopolize water, and one day we will not be fighting over oil or weapons or whatever they fight over there, because it's definitely not freedom. It's going to be over resources and water. If you need food and you're finding it hard to provide for your family, call 211. They will give you insight of all the churches that are handing out food, because they are. If you're lacking in food stamps, I'm sorry, guys. This is terrible. I'm going through it, too. If you have a printer, you can print out coupons. Just Google the items that you want, and you'll probably find coupons for it, and you can print them out. I hope everyone who hears this is in good spirits, and they're able to fight for their lives, because that's what's going to end up happening. I think that's it for the news. Now, if you're wondering what companies that I'm going after or have mentioned today, Monsanto, Anheuser-Busch, and all the cereal brands like Great Value, and some of Post cereals and some of Post has glyphosate in it and some of it doesn't. Gerber. And the Beech Nut Organic Baby Food, that company. So those are the companies that I have went after today. So I will be continuing on with my journalism and finding out the real stories that, you know, TV doesn't put on there, because these are important things that we need to know right away. Governor of Puerto Rico, he has finally resigned. And thank God, because Republicans have no good means for any country they try and run, or any state for that matter. They hate you, they hate me, and they just want money. So we're going to let this planet get destroyed by basically evil people like Trump. Well, let's hope that they're able to get Trump out of office so we can stop destroying our country. And that's the tea. So when I have more, you'll hear more. But let's hope that this goes through. I hope that this episode finds you in good health. And may the odds be in everyone's favor. I hope for the best. And I'm just doing what I feel like I need to do for my country. Kids in Cages is not Christian. And the Christanes with 3 Ks don't go to heaven. So don't be like Trump. And this has been another Fuck Trump Wednesday in World News, and this is Zen Writers signing out.